Paragraph 3 reads, "His childhood in Harlem had a huge impact on his style and subject matter, as the Harlem Renaissance was well underway. This was the explosion of intellectual, social, and artistic talent in 1920s Harlem, turning the neighborhood into a mecca of black culture and art. Lawrence was one of the first artists exclusively trained in and by the Harlem community, and the hard, bright, brittle parts of life he observed there during the Great Depression inspired his unique aesthetics of colors, patterns, shapes, and the posture and gesture of his subjects. At age 21, his series of 41 paintings of the revolutionary Haitian general Toussaint Louverture was shown at the Baltimore Museum of Art, which was followed by a series of paintings on abolitionists Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass."
So his time in Harlem had a huge impact on his style, and that's no surprise considering that the Harlem Renaissance was underway. A renaissance is just a period in history where there's sort of this rebirth or rediscovery of art and philosophy and other things like that. So the Harlem Renaissance just refers to a period of time where basically the neighborhood became a kind of cultural center for black culture and art in the United States. So it was underway, meaning it was currently happening, so it had already started. So there was an explosion of intellectual, social, and artistic talent in 1920s Harlem, so this was a good time for an aspiring artist like Jacob Lawrence to live there. So the Harlem Renaissance turned the neighborhood into a mecca of black culture and art. So a mecca is just a center of activity. It's where people want to go to experience a certain culture or to become involved in a certain movement. So Lawrence was one of the first artists exclusively trained in and by the Harlem community. So there had already been maybe like a decade of Harlem Renaissance that had already happened, and so he was able to grow up in that atmosphere, and he was trained in the or had experience with the hard, bright, and brittle parts of life there in the Great Depression. So brittle just means, if something's brittle, it means it's very easy to break or to fracture.
And so these life experiences and everything that he observed during his childhood inspired the way that he used colors, patterns, shapes, and as well as the way his subjects were depicted in his paintings and their gestures. So a gesture is a movement of a part of the body. So when he was 21, he had a series of 41 paintings shown at the Baltimore Museum of Art, and they were of the revolutionary Haitian general Toussaint Louverture. And so after that, he did a series of paintings on abolitionists, Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass. So an abolitionist is a person who favors or fights for getting rid of something. In this case, they fought for abolishing slavery. So this wraps up the first half of our lesson. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review.